Itai Go Premanande. Hare Krishna. So any questions? Do we have questions from the audience?
Maharaj, actually it's quite a personal one.
Aha. Uh-huh, okay.
We know that sincerity is that...
You as a person?
No. Hidden
another person.
Yeah. Sincerity is said to be the base of the spiritual development. So in your life, in all these past years, is there any painful moment that when you need to jump, like to reject all the old things and embrace the new ones?
And you said in the last 2 years?
Past many years.
Oh, okay. Srila Guru Maharaj, I can say this, that I'll preface my remarks by saying sometimes aspiring servitors think that they surrendered like a long time ago. They're thinking of it in terms of when they so-called, came to Krishna consciousness. But we know really that is something that is an ongoing type of culture and aspiration, and happily so. Srila Guru Maharaj, in many different ways, always resisted a static conception of things, particularly in any aspect of Krishna consciousness. Like where we came from previously, you'd hear of like an ocean of joy, let's say. Anandam, buddhi, vardhanam, pratipatam, purnamritam. So it would be enough for someone to conceive of an ocean of ecstasy or an ocean of joy. But Guru Maharaj would say, but not a static ocean, like a dynamic ocean of ecstasy. Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Murti, but it's not like a fixed, static position. Right? We hear the Ishopanishad mantram, Om Purnam Adak Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adhaya Purnam Eva Vasishate. So repeatedly this word Purnam is there, which we can take it means full, or Prabhupada's rendering as complete. It has different meanings. But to help us understand this concept, because the verse can sound a little bit confusing, Guru Maharaj gave a very practical example. And as a side point, he's noted for his use of analogy. So he said, how to understand this? 0 + 0 = 0. Right? 1,000 zeros = 0. Right? 1,000,000,000 = 0. 1,000,000,000,000 = 0. 0 × 0 = 0. 0 / 0 = 0. And all these different, 0 might have 0, take away 0, 0 remains. Right? See, Krishna is like that. He's, when you have innumerable incarnations, what does the Bhagavatam say? Like the waves of the ocean, that's how many there are. Here's 24 principal ones. Or in Das Avatar, Stotram, here's 10 principal ones. Let's say they're as innumerable as the waves of the ocean. But Avatar Sar, Gaura Avatar. When Swayam Bhagavan Krishna comes, all the avatars are absorbed within him. When Mahaprabhu appears, all the avatars were absorbed within him. So that's it. 0 × 0, 0 / 0, 0 - 0, 0 + 0, etc. It always remains in its position. So Krishna's Akila Rasamrita Murti, he's always in Rasabdi, the ocean of rasa, the ocean of ecstasy, yet it's dynamic, growing, etc. So for those aspiring servitors who they want Krishna connection. coming in connection with Krishna. We can say, oh, doinya atmani vedan goptite baran rakshashatiti vishvaso, etc. Palan. And one place, Bhaktivinoda saying, oh, in the beginning will be doinya. So we can say, yes, part of the culture of sincerity is realizing I'm desperate and hopeless. Right? That should lead one to atmani vedan, to surrender oneself. We can find another place where he starts with Atmani Vedan. We can find another place where it, you know, Sarvatmasnap, where it ends in Atmani Vedan. But on this point of doinya, feeling, you know, wretched, despicable, hopeless, fallen, low, etc. Right? And that should lead one to want to offer oneself, to take shelter. Right? And another place, who is it? Perhaps Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He'll say that doinya is also a stage in Krishna Prem. I think when he's talking about this is the Damodar month and the Braja Gopis, they're doing the Katyayani Brat, and there are many different things described there. The Vipra Patni, this section of the Bhagavatam. So the word doinya is also used. But here he's pointing out this is not. In the Govardhan Leela, when they're in a desperate situation. Here, he's interpreting on a deeper level and connecting it to Krishna Prem. Right? And we'll see in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, he'll describe in great detail different aspects of Krishna Prem or very high states of Krishna consciousness. But what we have to deal with is principles, spiritual principles. So in the Bhagavad Gita, this verse that Guru Maharaj has quoted so many times, Nahi kalyana krit kaschid durgatim tata gacchati. It comes in a very interesting place. It's at the end of the so-called yoga chapter, near the end of the yoga chapter in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And after so many things have been said, we can say that Arjuna, and I'm paraphrasing, he's like anyone might think, go through certain machinations about what you're going to do or what you're anticipating doing. What kind of, anyway. He's thinking, again, I'm paraphrasing, he'll think, if I become a devotee, if I take to Krishna consciousness, if I respond to what you're saying or what you're indicating here, different things I come to my mind to think about, that what if I don't become, you know, a pure devotee? I read all these things and hear all these great statements. Maybe it sounds like it's impossible. You yourselves say it's such a rare achievement. And all that. So factoring in, you know, looking at the odds are that I won't become perfect. So then I could have spent all my time cultivating my mundane skill sets, right? And use them in the world to try and do something. But now I spent my time in Krishna consciousness, but I didn't reach the perfectional stage there, so it seems to me like I lose out in both places. Arjuna, these are the kind of things that are coming out of Arjuna's mouth, right? Or mind, whatever you want to say. And so it's very interesting. How will Krishna answer this question? Right? And the answer is, I read that for maybe before coming in connection with Guru Maharaj for like a good, you know, 10 years and understood it in one way. Then when Guru Maharaj explained this, it's like another world of understanding opened. And that's why what we can get from the Vaishnava in terms of proper angle of vision of Krishna consciousness is incomparable. You could read the Bhagavad Gita for 100 lifetimes and not extract what Guru Maharaj is capable of giving. That's why when devotees say, what should they focus on? I say, focus on what Guru Maharaj said personally, what Gurudev said personally. They know all these scriptures inside and out. They know them very well. And this is what they've distilled. We, as neophytes and aspiring servitors, should focus on what they've given. You can spend your lifetime on these things and you'll be much benefited for it. Whereas if you go on your own, you know, you're going to try and extract from the Vedas or the Puranas or even the works of Bhaktivinod, Saraswati Thakur, etc. Where are you going to place your emphasis? What is your capacity to extract? Right? So Guru Maharaj would say, Nahi kalyanakrit kaschid durgatim tatagaschiti. In those words, we hear kalyan, that means auspiciousness. So Krishna, this place is exotic. There's no two ways about it. Anyway, saying, just as earlier he said, Neha bikramanasho sti pratyavayo navidyate swalpam asya chadharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Krishna consciousness is so auspicious that even a little touch of it brings eternal benefit to you. And even if it becomes suppressed for some time, you'll take it up again from where you left off. This is called the accumulation of sukriti. Right? Nitya Sukriti. So, but here, Krishna's telling Arjuna, and Guru Maharaj's paraphrasation of this sloka, that sincerity is invincible. If you are sincere, you'll ultimately be victorious. So that means beginning, middle, and end. Not that one time, so many years ago, you know, I was sincere and presented myself at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and asked for Krishna connection. You know, what year was that when you did that? No, it should be like today, right now. Yes, it was then. I tried then, and then I tried the next morning when I woke up in the ashram, and then the next day and the next day. It's a dynamic, growing, developing, evolving thing. Shraddha shabde vishvasako he sudrida nishchoy Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. Belief. This one thing, by pursuing this one thing, that means Krishna consciousness, right? Whatever that means to us. Right? By pursuing that one thing, everything else is done. You have to believe that. And we go, well, I don't know, I hope I believe it. Or, as Gurudev said, you believe it 5%, 25%, 50%, it's okay. You know, I used to tell people that theists can have doubts. You're just a theist with doubts, right? An atheist cannot have any doubts. They have to be 100% convinced. Otherwise, an atheist who has even like one doubt, they're just a theist with a whole lot of doubt, right? So for devotees, they're presenting themselves to the lotus feet of Sri Guru, asking for some connection. It's being extended to them. But it's like Srila Guru Maharaj said to Srila Gurudev in the beginning. And why would always have him sing the song, Emana Durmati Sangsara Vitore, on festival days and other times. This mind has got me in this mess I'm in at present. And Guru Maharaj said to him, what is this guru-disciple relationship? And say, oh, well, here on this book, that's another thing. Guru Maharaj spelled it out very simply. Are you prepared to listen to me and not your mind? That's what it is. Right? Putting yourself under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. And Gurudev said sometimes, very sweetly, And very candidly, he said, I was young, so I said, yes. He said, and he was 17 years old. He said, I couldn't anticipate and visualize my whole future and how sometimes the simple thing of not listening to my mind and following the directions of Guru, how difficult that could be. And I would say, I mean, Gurudev is exceptional, and he's also telling these are his pastimes. But everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement feels some version of this at different times in their life. And that we should not allow Maya to make us think, because you have these thoughts, you're not rightly situated in the association of devotees. You should really be honest and remove yourself from the association of devotees. That is the worst seduction of Maya, right? Because she knows she needs to get you out of the association of devotees to really mess with your mind. Right? So, but first you have to be seduced by the idea, yeah, I'm not really a devotee. My belief is not so, it's a show, so many things. But Gurudev would joke sometimes that, like Guru Maharaj didn't always wear tilak in his old days, final days. And when he would go to the temple, Gurudev would come and put tilak on Guru Maharaj. And then he'd go down for Vyas Puja or Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, Gaur Purnima. These were like the three, at least those. And Radhastami, probably. But when Guru Maharaj would have the tilak on, sometimes he would say, my disguise. You understand? He is the Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, the topmost Vaishnava on the planet. And he'd say, this is my disguise. I'm presenting myself to the world as if I'm a devotee. Guru Maharaj would say that. Because he knows there's a certain amount of humor involved in that. We're all his followers. And we can never believe that for a moment. But it's a sincere posing on his at the same time. He who would say, at 92, I am a student, and I shall ever, forever be a student and remain a student. We don't say, oh yeah, I remember my first day of school. Right? We can, I do. Do you? Everyone, you remember like the first day you went to school? I remember the book. I'm still sweating, from the first test, the book. Stop. Go, see, spot, run, Dick and Jane, I'm still traumatized because I took it very seriously. But my point is, that was for real. But then there was second grade, and you had to show up for that and do the whole thing all over again. And then there was third grade, fourth, and Guru Maharaj's point is, it should be like an eternal arc of just never-ending servitorship. That's what being a student is. It's being a servant. Gopi Bartur Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Right? The servant of the servant of the servant. The student of the student of the student. Srila Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur said once that in Madras, who is he? Jati Rajaganai Parisev. He's the king of the sannyasis. He's Gaudiya Goshtipati, king of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, all of these things. And he said about his position as the guru of Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, and all those luminaries of the Gaudiya Mata. He said, I am like the, when the teacher is not available for the class, one of the advanced students becomes the monitor. And Guru Maharaj said, we don't like to hear him say that. We cannot accept that. But he's making a point, right? Every guru, what is their qualification to be guru? That they're the faithful disciple of another guru. They don't think of themselves as guru. They think of themselves as aspiring servitors, as all sincere devotees do. So Guru Maharaj would say very happily, and all, with a certain pride, you could say, that I am a student and I shall forever remain a student. And then he pointed out some advantages to this. He said, not a finished professor knowing anything and everything. If you present yourself, in his words, as a finished professor, then you're supposed to know everything, be perfect, never make a mistake, etc. He said, whereas being a student, it's a dynamic position. But admittedly, you don't know everything. You can make a mistake. You can be corrected. He said, it's a very good position to be in. It's a very dynamic position. It can show growth and development. So the same thing with sincerity. It should not be something from long ago or one time. We should think that we're cultivating sincerity. We're aspiring to be sincere. Because what did Guru Maharaj say once in defining it? He said, sincerity means appreciation for the truth. Right? Appreciation for the truth. There's the truth in the general sense, truth in the specific sense. We say the truth is Radha and Krishna, Guru, Gauranga, Radha Govinda. That is the truth. And Krishna and Karshna, Krishna and his devotees. Appreciation for the truth, adherence to the truth. We hear Sadhu Shastra, Guru and Vaishnav, what is Krishna consciousness? Then there's adherence to that, that we try to respond to the truth that we've heard. We try to take a stand for the truth. We sometimes put ourselves in jeopardy for the truth. People do this for so many other things. They do it for their family, for their country, for so many reasons. They're willing to sacrifice themselves. Right? We consider it noble, self-sacrifice. Sometimes they'll say, you know, these men, they sacrifice their lives so that their countrymen could enjoy freedom, something like that. There's some saying like that everywhere. Right. When we know we have this friend in the Ukraine, we would say he's in the KGB, except the KGB doesn't exist anymore. You know, in Russia, it's the FSB. I don't even know what it's called in the Ukraine, but we just call him like the KGB guy. He comes to all our programs. He takes notes. He pulls out his camera. You know, he's Stanislav. Yeah. So anyway, you know, and he's kind of like a closet devotee. He actually really, he's attracted to what we're doing, you know. But anyway, some aparad is there or something, I don't know. But anyway, so he has this thing about killing, right? And what's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, right? You know, what is it? Hatvapi sa imalokan nahanti nanibadyate. Where Krishna says, Arjuna, there is a plane where even in killing, there's no reaction. And of course, this can be controversial in the modern world. Anything, and the truth can be abused and converted into error. But generally, the examples we would give would be the military on behalf of the country or the police. And I know they're all, just these are examples. Okay. So he is arguing with me against this, right? And so usually we indulge him, but on this one particular time, it was in a public program, everything. Maybe I had enough, you know, or my patience wasn't so great on that particular day. But I thought, like, I need to stop him, to shut him down, right? So we're in the Ukraine. So I said, so you mean then, then you, and this was maybe it was in May, you know, like in the month of May. And I said, so you mean all of these men who gave their lives in the great patriotic war did that? It was useless, right? And it was not for a good cause? And like all the people look at her and he's like, he couldn't speak. He just went, because that's like sacrosanct sacred, right? It was in the month of May on top of it all, right? You know, it was like May 5th, May 7th. And then, so, you mean all these men? And I said, and they gave their lives so that you and I can sit and have this discussion right now about the Bhagavad Gita and so many other things. Right? They shouldn't have done that. They were wrong in doing that. Then later I gave him a plate of halva and he was okay. Anyway, so why did I say that? Because, about sacrificing. Yes, how noble is sacrifice, how we revere that, self-sacrifice. And that's what this is about. Like Gurudev once said about fasting, he said, if you don't feel something, you're not giving anything. You know, sometimes devotees would try to cleverly figure out some way, you know, to eat a lot the night before. That doesn't work. You know, like, and, or the Russians, like, to eat, what is it, grichka? it doesn't matter. You need to feel something. And that means that, like, that feeling, that inconvenience, it's like part of your energy, it's going to Krishna. Then you're doing a good thing. Right? We want that to come. We don't want it to be too extreme, but we want it to come. Something. And we say, oh, I feel something right now. Then we think, oh, if Krishna, like a Chaitananda, Krishna's dancing. You know, the time when Achyutananda is one of the first devotees of Prabhupada and the first one in India, one of the first. And shows you how things work. In America, it was the time of the Vietnam War. So rather than get drafted in the army, he just went to India. So war will make your consciousness crystal clear sometimes about what you should do with your life. Anyway, while there, he was staying with one of Saraswati Thakur's disciples, this Damodar Maharaj. And Damodar Maharaj went to Calcutta for like 2 or 3 days and didn't leave him the key to like where the boga is or any prasadam. And it's like a two-man mot. So one day goes by, nothing, maybe like a Achyutananda, like there's nothing for him to take. So he comes to the mat after a few days. And you know, Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he can't tolerate fasting and also seeing people suffer that way. So, and he and Guru Maharaj, they're saying to Achyutananda, why didn't you let us know? You could have come here, you know, we would have happily given you prasadam and, you know. And Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, like so much Achyutananda's answer, he said, Krishna is dancing. Guru Maharaj quoted that for 30 years. Krishna is dancing. And Guru Maharaj said, yes. And sometimes his legs are going and like Shiva. And worlds are being destroyed. Right? People are being trampled. Right? Well, but if Krishna is dancing, Krishna gets them happy. Then if there's some inconvenience on my part, right? This is an essential part of developing Krishna consciousness. It's personified in the highest sense in the Shikshastakam of Srimati Radharani, Asli Shiva Parvatam Panastumam Adarshanam Marmahatam Karotuba. How do you go on when there is no darshan? when there's no possibility of seeing Krishna, then what do? That's where the test is. We dealt with recently? The Maturanat Kudavalakshase? Ayi Dina Dayadranathe Maturanat Kudavalakshase? How do you go on, in other words, in the absence of Krishna, in the absence of Krishna consciousness? That's where substantial progress will be made, when that devotee continues in the midst of hopelessness, doinya, hopelessness, desperation, the absence of Krishna, adarshanam. Radharani said, Krishna, maybe, I will give some offerings, he'll kick them away. Krishna is dancing. Guru Maharaj would say sometimes, we must prepare to surrender ourselves to a whimsical Lord. Right? Abhigya Swarat. Only he knows why he does what he does. But he's free. He's free. He's independent to do as he pleases. But then what do we hear in the Bhagavatam? Which is the book of Krishna. Ahang bhakta paradino hyasvantantra eva dvija sarubhira bhakta hridayo bhaktaya bhakta janapriyo. Ahang bhakta paradino hyasvantantra. Although he is by definition independent, in the presence of devotion, it's as if he loses his independence. So that's the hope of the devotees. So, maybe we should say that our sincerity shall be renewed from time to time. We'll carefully think of that appreciation for the truth. Guru Maharaj will say that Radharani says in one place that I'm famous in the world for devotion to Krishna, but my sadness is in realizing that actually I couldn't really dedicate myself to him. In terms of what I've got from Krishna, I couldn't properly reciprocate that and offer myself to him. So if the greatest devotee feels like that, and I've mentioned before, uncertainty principle. After lifetimes, there's no guarantee. That's the proper devotional mentality. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti maam eti surjana. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha. Right? The devotees, they're praying for Krishna's connection, but and when the gopis answer the flute song of Krishna, at first Krishna is sending them away. Right? I've mentioned this. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, why? Same thing. We're chanting the holy name of Krishna. He said Krishna could give himself to the devotees. But he knows the heart is capable of giving more, of giving a superior yield, of delivering a superior type of love and affection. So in that sense, Krishna's withholding himself. Just as when they meet with he meets with the Brajagopis, they're sent away, and then after a little bit, he vanishes. Why? To plunge them in an ocean of separation where the heart, the pull of Krishna conception on the heart starts bringing out the real substance of Krishna consciousness. Bahye Vishujalahoy Bhitore Anandamoy Krishna Premer Adbhuta Charit. And this is what Mahaprabhu came to give. Rupa Goswami says, Anarpita Charim Chirat Koravatirna Kalo Samar Payatam Unutojalarasam Svabhakti Sriyam. The type, when we say acquire the proper angle of vision, what is that? Gopi Bhav, the angle of vision of Radharani and Braja Gopis. How they see things, how they see Krishna, what is their method, Braja Sharanam, how they're offering themselves to Krishna completely. without expectation of any sort of remuneration. Das kori beton mori deho premadan. What Guru Maharaj refers to as compounded interest. Like someone invests some money, then the interest comes. He says, what does a real capitalist do? Takes the interest and increases the capital. Now it draws more remuneration. Take that interest, expand the capital, and the interest will keep expanding. And the capital will keep expanding. So Guru Maharaj said, that's the nature of pure devotees. They say, das kori beton means salary. Das kori beton mori deho premadan. I just want to be your servitor with prem as my salary. And what is prem? Increased serving capacity. So when the interest comes, which we would take it to be enjoyment, ecstasy, whatever, the devotee's taking that and increasing their serving capacity. So everything should be like that. Then that means sincerity can be increased as Guru Maharaj would say, according to the inner awakenment of a devotee, is how they view Guru, how they view Krishna, Radharani, the Brajagopi, the whole thing. And how we view, what is the meaning of being sincere? How we view offering ourselves. Diksha kale bhakta kori atma samarpan. We're told, really, what is diksha? If we want to take it in a higher, more connotative view, let's say, if we read it, it's when atma nivedanam is achieved, right? When one totally offers oneself. That person may have to go to another location because she can't, like a yogi, expand into eight others. And mark my words, that's going to happen. It's about to. Anyway, Hare Krishna. Any other question? And what was that one again? If you had to say it again? Just repeat it again. The one I was just asked.
Sincerity, when to jump to reject the old things and embrace new ones.
Oh, like Prapanna Jivanamritam. Well, on that verse, Swadharmi Nidhanam Sreya Paro Dharmo Vyavaha. Guru Maharaj says that when he first read the sloka in the Bhagavad Gita, he found it discouraging. Because what it says is, stay in your position. To risk leaving your position and to assume another is risky, it's dangerous. So stay in your position. Guru Maharaj said, he didn't like that. He said, but later, when Guru said, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam, risk everything, jump, and take shelter of me. Like as we will celebrate soon, the Govardhan Leela, Giriraj Govardhan. When, why is everybody in trouble in the Govardhan Leela, all the devotees? Because of listening to Krishna. they're just trying to follow what he says. And now they're in trouble. The whole world's turned upside down. Right? So, and they start suffering. As I've mentioned, and I'll probably mention again, just in a light way, that there's the old saying of Christ, render to Caesar what are Caesar, render to God what is God's. You know. But what I said, what we learn in the Govardhan Leela is what is for Caesar, give that to God also. That's why it's a higher conception. Take what was meant for Caesar and give it to Krishna. That's what they're doing. What's meant for Indra, they're giving it to Krishna. Anyway, we'll deal with that later. But they're in trouble for pursuing Krishna consciousness, you can say. But they don't have any other shelter. So they approach Krishna. They've jumped. It's the proverbial leap of faith. They've given up everything for him. They're following his direction. And at last, Krishna lifts the Govardhan hill and they all get sheltered beneath Giriraj Govardhan, who, contraction, expansion of time and space, expands himself to cover the entire Vrindavan. He's not, in that plane, he's smaller. He became big enough to cover it all. And Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur points out, there were animals on top of Govardhan too. What happened to them? They were above the clouds, so they didn't get wet either. And Krishna's Leela Shakti arranged that as soon as rain would hit the ground, it would be absorbed, so it was actually dry. And Krishna, when he came running out of his house to lift up Govardhan Hill, again, the Samharika Shakti formed a kind of, what would you call it? Huh? A tunnel, a rain-free tunnel that Krishna just, so even his turban, he was wearing a turban, didn't get a drop of water on it. Hare Krishna. All right. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna. Here's what I wanted to say. The Guru Maharaj said, so he realized that advice, stay in your position, don't jump, don't take the risk, the leap of faith. He said, why should you stay in your position? And it's back to the original point. You should stay in your, you're told to stay in your position. The whole idea of remaining in your position is not a static one. It's to make progress, right? But he said, if you find staying in that position, you're not progressing, then you'll take the risk where Krishna says, Sarvadharmam, to jump, take the leap of faith and take complete shelter. Like the Braja Gopis at the lotus feet of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo.